praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's readings, we see two women, both accused of adultery, both accused of falling into grievous sin, and both about to be stoned for such a crime. The only difference is, and it's a rather vast difference, the woman in the Old Testament was innocent, as is clear from the very beginning. The woman in the Gospel was guilty. And so it would have been legitimate, if one can say so, to have put her to death, as was that was the law. But note the reaction. In the first one, clearly she is exonerated because, in fact, she was innocent. Thanks be to God, he inspired Daniel to stand up and stand in her defense. And she was found to be innocent. And the two accusers were the guilty ones. In any case, we come to the Gospel. Here she is guilty. And the leaders of the Jews seek to, the scribes and Pharisees seek to accuse her and stone her. But they're presenting her to the Lord to test him. What will be his reaction? Because one way or another, if he goes one side, it's one thing. If he says, oh, stone her, that's the law. They have an accusation against him. If he says, no, don't stone her, well, then he's violating the law. They have an accusation. You see, it's a no-win situation, or so it seems. But our Lord has the correct answer and easily gets out of that and passes the test, as it were. They cannot accuse him. They cannot accuse him. But there's much more to it. So all he does is respond, well, let him who has no sin throw the first stone. And they all have to look at each other. They have to look at each one, look at himself. I can never say that I'm without sin. Therefore, they can't throw a stone. And they don't. Now, as I pointed out from the beginning, committing adultery is a sin. That's a grievous sin. So our Lord would have been justified to condemn her, the woman. But he doesn't. And I should point out, here where it says our Lord is sitting down writing in the dust. Tradition is he was writing down their sins, the sins of the Pharisees who were accusing the woman. Of course, our Lord would know, as God, what their sins were. God sees all, so we're not deceiving him at all, and we should never think we are for a moment. Now he looks up after they all walk away. Woman, where are they? Is there no one to accuse you? No one, sir. Note his response. Neither do I. See what a merciful God he is. We have to, each one of us, look at ourselves. Would we be able to throw a stone? And we look and we say, no. We are not without sin. Only our Blessed Lady was conceived without sin. And what a beautiful thing, a beautiful advocate we have to go to help us, to lead us, to plead with us before the throne of God. So only Our Lady would be the one who could not throw a stone. Very few, if any, exceptions. Certainly none of us can say we are without sin. You see? And yet, our Lord does not immediately condemn us. You'd be perfectly just to do so, but he doesn't. He desires to extend the same mercy to us as he did to this woman. And he gives us the means of all the sacrament of confession, penance, He also gives us himself in the Eucharist. So he gives us the way and the means to overcome all of this sin and to obtain his mercy. He waits to forgive us. We too, of course, should be prepared to do the same to those who hurt us. But look at also this final response of our Lord. And he tells us this too. And let us approach the sacraments this way. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Certainly we must have that resolution. Never to offend again the God who so loves us. Does that mean once we go out, we'll never fall again? Unfortunately, no. Not necessarily, because we are weak. But at least let us have that resolution, that we will seek every way possible not to offend him, but to serve him and to show him our love for him. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.